What have you heard at other such town hall meetings from other veterans?
Well, the way I usually do these is I talk about what's going on in the VA, both nationally and locally in the state of Alaska. And then I really open up the rest of the meeting to for veterans to be able to ask questions, address concerns. Sometimes there's billing issues that they want resolved. So we tend to bring or at least have via telephone staff that can answer some of those questions. There's also benefits questions. I'm in the healthcare side, and so we oftentimes have a member from the Veterans Benefits Administration on the phone. Who can answer questions in that regard also. So it's really a hodgepodge of things, but mainly it's informational, telling them what's going on with their health care benefit and what programs we have available. And then, like I said, answering questions for them. Usually they're benefits related and or associated with billing or care coordination. But I'll be honest, a myriad of things can come up as we've had discussions on the fact that marijuana is legal in Alaska, but it's not legal federally and how that impacts us. We've had discussions on opioid use. We've had discussions on chiropractic and acupuncture referral authorizations and how many an individual veteran can have per year. So it really just depends on what the individual concerns of the veterans that are in location are.
Okay, and for this, for rural parts of the state like Petersburg and Wrangell, care is not just, it's not just an option to go to Anchorage, right? There's
Absolutely,
service here through the local hospital and other providers, right?
Yeah, correct. So we have a sharing agreement with all of the Alaskan tribal health systems, so any veteran can get access to a tribal health system even if they're non-native. We also have, through the CHOICE program and through our VA referral process, we have providers that we can access available in the local area. So that's been a big push for the VA over the last several years, is trying to ensure care closer to home. And so in those circumstances where there are providers available in the local community, we usually have a partnership with them where they can see Alaskan veterans in the local community. Now, obviously, for specialty care services that aren't available in the local community, then we may have to fly them to Anchorage, or we may have to fly them if they're in the southeast down to Seattle. And that just really depends case to case on the individual specialty and where the veteran's located.
Anything else important to highlight about these town halls?
I think it's an opportunity, particularly with the program called the Mission Act that goes into place in June 6th. That was a bill that was passed by Congress last year that's going to change how the VA procures purchase care in the community. And so if there are concerns about veterans and their future associated with community care, that's an important thing that we bring up is the Mission Act. We also talk about just some fundamental things of what's going on, you know, sort of if a veteran's traveling, how they should utilize a VA health care benefit if they're traveling out of the state. We talk about vet centers to a degree. There's a new program where urgent care visits are going to be authorized starting later on this year. So those are some of the updates that just help provide them information about the health care benefit also.